It's time to encounter a day of bliss as we read The Open Heavens, a daily devotional authored by Pastor E.A. Adeboye from the Redeemed Christian Church of God.
Wonderful morning to you, regardless of where you are listening to me from. You're welcome to Open Heaven Hour. This is the time of the day where we get to share our devotion, where we get to sit at the Master's feet to learn, to listen, and to grow. This is the period where we can take in from the table of our Father and go into the day. This is a very, very special episode because this is the last chapter for the month of May. Today is May the 31st, 2023, and I am happy to announce that this particular segment, Open Heaven Hour, is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton. It is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton. And we will be using our Open Heaven devotional manual for this segment, which was written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Once again, if you are just joining us, I want to say a very big welcome to you. You're especially welcome to our devotion family. This is a family where we are not afraid to dive into the Word of God. Today, we'll be looking at a topic from our Open Heaven that says, wisdom is principal. Wisdom is principal. And our Bible in 1 year is Job chapter 21 to chapter 24. Our Bible in 1 year will be Job chapter 21 to chapter 24. Our aim for today, like we heard at the beginning of this segment, is when we walk with the Lord. When we walk with the Lord, our memory verse for today will be taken from the book of Job. Job chapter 28, verse 28. Our memory verse today is Job chapter 28, verse 28. And unto man he said, behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. And to depart from evil is understanding. Again, our memory verse is taken from the book of Job chapter 28, verse 28. And it says, and unto man he said, behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. And to depart from evil is understanding. Our Bible reading for today will be taken from the book of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 5 to 9. Our Bible reading for today will be taken from the book of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 5 to 9. If you would like to grab your Bibles, you can get all of your Bible and come along with us with your different translations. I'll be reading from the New King James Version. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 5 to 9. And it says, get wisdom. Get understanding. Do not forget, nor turn away from the word of my mouth. Do not forsake her, and she will preserve you. Love her, and she will keep you. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. In all your getting, get understanding. Exalt her, and she will promote you. She will bring you honor. When you embrace her, she will place on your head an ornament of grace, a crown of glory she will deliver to you. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Our manual says, wisdom is the correct application of knowledge. Acquiring knowledge and applying it are two different things. For example, if a man is driving on a road and sees a road sign that says, narrow bridge ahead, as soon as he sees the sign, he has acquired knowledge. However, what that man decides to do with that knowledge will tell if he is wise or foolish. If the man is wise, he will slow down because the bridge ahead is narrow and there might be an oncoming vehicle. On the other hand, if he is foolish, he will keep driving at that same speed or even increase the speed of the vehicle. God said in Proverbs chapter 4 verse 7 that wisdom is the principal thing. Principal refers to the most important thing. This means that to God, getting wisdom is of utmost importance. The Bible tells us that there are two types of wisdom. The first one comes from fearing God. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. In Psalms chapter 111 verse 10. Psalms 111 verse 10. Wisdom begins when the fear of the Lord is established in your life. When you fear God, you won't do anything to annoy him because you know that he determines your beginning and end. The Bible calls him a consuming fire. Hebrews chapter 10, Hebrews chapter 12 verse 29, Hebrews chapter 12 verse 29. Therefore, he is the last person you should offend. Also, if the consuming fire is on your side, you have nothing to fear because the word of God says, if God is for you, nobody can be against you. Romans chapter 8 verse 31. Romans chapter 8 verse 31. Wisdom teaches you to fear God. Thus, fear him wherever you go at all times. The second type of wisdom is the wisdom of this world. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 20. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 20. This wisdom is not from God and is actually foolishness. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 18 to 25. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 18 to 25. The world does not recognize God, and as such, worldly wisdom is based on human logic and things that are the human mind cannot grasp. With worldly wisdom, some things can be deemed impossible. However, the Bible tells us that with God, all things are possible. In Matthew chapter 19, verse 26. Do not go with the world's wisdom, as it is foolishness before God. Choose to fear God. Obey His word, and He will give you wisdom, which is the principal thing that you need to succeed in life. When you embrace godly wisdom, you will be honored and crowned with God's glory in everything you do. Today's Open Heaven comes with a prayer point. A prayer point that says, Lord, help me to fear you daily and obey your word, even if it sounds foolish to my human understanding, in Jesus' name. The prayer point says, Lord, help me to fear you daily and obey your word, even if it sounds foolish to my human understanding. I hope you were blessed by today's Open Heaven. The topic again says, wisdom is principle. We'll be taking our hymn. I hope you stay tuned and enjoy this hymn till we meet again at the Master's table. I want you to have a very, very lovely day. God bless you.
Smile.